to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday again. What the 3rd of June, 2025. Can you believe that? It's like the sun is coming up and going around the world. Just coming up, going around back and back real fast. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. The biblical question for this week, a doozy. Really? And again, it's only for those who want to wake up. It's not for everybody. 99% of the people of the world love their sleepness. They love being asleep and slumber. So it's not for you. It has always been that way since mankind, and I guess we're going to always be that way. Only a few want and will find the truth. So it's for those who want to look at themselves, examine themselves, and then wake up. What will happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others? What will happen if you neither agreed nor disagreed with others? What would happen? Have you ever thought about that? It is interesting, believe me. And again, it's for those individuals who want to overcome the crowd, who want to get over being afraid of standing alone, who are not concerned about the world at all, zero, saying hell to the world. Include the world inside themselves. It's for you, men and women. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you're running around, you don't have time to, you got to run around, make breakfast, or take your kids to the public school because you don't love them, or whatever. Go work out. You're traveling, and you just can't listen to the shows or your podcast, or you're out there picking it against somebody for whatever reason. Two devils fighting on each side. Or you hate the Jews so mad, and you Allah person, you had to try to kill the Jews, whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad. That might encourage you not to do it by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Tuesday again. And y'all know Tuesday is one of my favorite days because it reminds me of the good old days. Grandpa, tell me about your good old days. Country and Western Tuesday.
Yeehaw! Bring back,
oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. I was, so I have on my country Western shirt today. And it was given to me as a birthday by Vanessa. Vanessa, thank you. I like it. That's the way, I like my country Western shirt. Thank you, Vanessa. Vanessa is a member of Bond and working on herself and amazing. So thank you, Vanessa. I do like it a lot. Country and Western Tuesday. How you doing there, Mr. Dillon? Amazing. So I was reflecting last night, this morning. And I was thinking about how America was at one time. And it's changed so much that I forgot about a whole bunch of things, of the way that things were. Of the way we were. I remember when I was growing up. Number one, I'm growing up in Alabama there. Do you know that when we would leave home, like if everybody left the house to go to church or go to town or something, we would just pull the door close and never put a lock on the door. I don't even remember up until I was 18 years old, I don't ever remember. Now, maybe we did at some point when I got older, 18, 17, 18, but I don't ever remember us putting a lock on the door when I lived in Alabama. Think about that. And everybody, we would all leave the house to go to church or to a basketball game or something. Not to a basketball game. Come up here and never went to a basketball game. What the? My parents didn't love me. They didn't go to the basketball game. But they would just pull the door shut and go. And we'd be gone for hours. And never one time considered that someone would break in. And it didn't cross our mind. Isn't that amazing? And nowadays you put locks, alarms, bars, and security guards around your house. And you're still not safe. Think about that, how far we have fallen. And then I remember growing up, we were never, ever, 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 ever taught to hate someone. We were taught that we're good and bad in all people. Treat everybody the way you would like to be treated. And so when we were running to white people or black people or whatever, it was never an angry hello and goodbye. It was never that way. Think about that. When I was growing up, I only saw one fight. Well, almost a fight. Because we stopped before we... But I was at the baseball. We were up on the hill there, the baseball field. And it was time for me to bat, and this guy thought it was his turn to bat, and we argued over the bat, and then we stopped. But other than that, I don't ever remember anyone fighting, black or white, until I went up to Gary, Indiana in 11th grade. But I never saw anyone fighting growing up. Isn't that amazing? All the way through school or anywhere. And it wasn't like we were all agreeing. It's just that we were not fighting. Can you imagine that? And today, fights everywhere, all the time. Fights everywhere, all the time, between the blacks and the whites and everybody fighting, really. The women out of control today in fighting. It wasn't like that in the good old days when America was amazing. Another thing that is different, and I was reflecting on this, and I really pondered this, and I'm sure at times I saw men being angry about whatever. I have seen men be angry a little bit sometimes, but it was rare that you saw angry men. And you would run into some type of man maybe arguing with his wife or something like that. I remember one time, Mr. Robert and Mama, my grandmother, they were arguing outside. I'm like, what's up? But rarely did I see men or women, really, to be honest with you, arguing and fighting. Now, they disagreed, but it wasn't like it is today. Isn't that amazing? Another thing, growing up, and again, I'm reflecting to make sure I'm not making this up. Growing up, I never knew of any guys who, when they turned 18 years old, they were still living at home with mama. Really? And a lot of the guys, there were a few guys who dropped out of school, they didn't finish high school, but they were already working. They had jobs already, and not just in the cotton fields, but they would go up to Columbus, Georgia, and work at the car wash during the summer and things like that, or to Florida or New York to work with the orange grove or something like that, picking fruits, I think they did. But everyone I know, that doesn't mean there's somebody, because I didn't know everybody, but every guy I knew, when they turned 18, they were gone away from home. They left because we were taught to work. And we were prepared to leave home at 18. And then it was just ingrained in you. So, like, when you turned 18, you were not afraid of what's going to happen once you go out there, because you were prepared to work, and we knew as long as we worked, we could pay our rent, and we can pay our bills. We knew that. And so we left home at 18 and didn't look back. One time when I first moved out here, I was like, oh, I miss home, but that didn't last but a minute. I never wrote letters back home or anything. Isn't that amazing? And one other thing, because I could go on and on and on. I want my country back, but I know it's not. America at one time was amazing, folks. I don't care what these lying people tell you about the country. America was amazing during the good old days. It really was. Jobs everywhere. Manufacturing jobs everywhere. You can go to anywhere in the country and expect to get a job without even thinking about it. To the steel mill, fish market, car wash, restaurant, businesses, whatever. you didn't even think that you were not going to get a job. Isn't that amazing? Grandpa, tell me about the good old day. And one last thing about this, because I can go on and on. Not one time growing up did I ever hear black people say, men or women, that the white man was holding them back. That because of racism, that word didn't even exist, by the way. Because of racism, you can't make it in America. Not one time did I hear that. Isn't that amazing? And that one was supposed to have the so-called Jim Crow laws all the time. But black people in those days did not think that white people were superior to them as they think today. Black people are convinced, the men and the women, are convinced that white people are superior to them. To the point they call them white supremacy, meaning that you are superior. Think about that. In those good old days, even when I went up to Indiana, my folks and other people that I knew that had moved from Alabama to Indiana or Chicago or a place like that, they went up there and they got apartments. And within no time, they got jobs. And within no time, they bought homes. Really? It was so natural that you didn't even think of it as an unnatural thing. It just, that's what they did. And they didn't think the white man was redlining them, whatever that was. Or the white man could hold them back. Adult black men today, and black women pretend that they believe that, but they got to rule, they rule over the white man. But not once. And my folks went up to Indiana, up to New York, up to wherever, and they bought homes, and they got jobs, and they just did their thing. And they never thought, well, I can't make it because the white man is holding me back. White supremacy. But black people today are absolutely convinced that white people are superior to them. They say it all the time. And when man speaks, he speaks from the heart. He believed that. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. And as a result of not being raised that way and that kind of stuff put into your mind, you do well in life because you're just dealing with life. You know you run into good people, bad people, whatever. But you move on with your life. Nothing and no one can stop you. Ain't no stopping me now. I'm on the move. Amazing. But white, black people, and as a result of thinking that white people are superior to them, they have nothing to offer America that benefits most people. Zero. Zero. Think about that. Everyone in my class, maybe one or two, I don't know, but everyone in my class graduated. They went to college, those that wanted to go to college, and they became professionals, doctors and lawyers and teachers. I even have a family member who worked for the CDC thing. Because there was nothing in your mind that said you couldn't do it. And you didn't convince yourself that you could do it or couldn't do it. It was just a way of life. Because in those days, the black people were not comparing themselves to anyone else. And so they just did their thing. Like normal people should. Like the white people used to do, but now white people are afraid of the blacks. And so they hold themselves back because they don't want the blacks to think that they don't love them. And so they pretend that they can't do it. But just think about my America. And when the 4th of July would come, everybody come home from Alabama, from Indiana, all around. Everybody, family. We come home and we all meet up at the the churches had these big, like, campground-like thing around them. We would all meet up there, play the drums, have barbecue, laugh, and just dance and have fun. And then they would go back to their locations that they came from and continue with life. Think about that. And now black people believe that white people are superior to them. They're always complaining about the man. Even adult black men complain about the man. Think about that. And as a result of complaining, they have nothing to offer America. Nothing for the good. What a sad way to live, huh? You can either be free or you can be enslaved. You can live in your misery. And all angry people are living in misery. And black people, I want you to know you're miserable because you're living in your own hell. You're living in your own hell and no one is to blame. Drop the anger, stop the blaming, and you will see. I want my country back. I want my country back. But it's not coming back. I know for a fact, I see clearly that my country is not coming back. But still, you, as an individual, men and women, as an individual, you can be free if you want to be. And you owe nothing to anyone. It's not your fault that people are angry. It's not your fault that people complain. It's not your fault that people feel like victims. It's not your war. It's not your anything. Let them have it. They have a right to live in their misery. They love it. Why go into someone else's misery? And they will try to draw you in. They will. They will blame you for their misery. Isn't that amazing? What a mess. Some of you know about this up in New Orleans, or over in New Orleans, out in New Orleans, wherever they are. There's some about 10 people escaped from jail or prison up there. And they have caught some of them. And one or two, maybe three, are still out, according to the report. They have not found them yet. And everybody wonder, where's the mayor? They have a black female mayor in New Orleans. Where's the mayor? Ain't nobody heard from the mayor of New Orleans. They're like, what now? I'm like, you expect the mayor to show up? It's criminals. They are committing crimes. And they appear to be black. Well, they are black, from what I've seen so far. The mayor don't care about that. Black people are now celebrating in a school board out in Arizona. They are now celebrating a book that celebrates George Floyd and Kim Powell, what's that guy name? That took the knee, he wouldn't.
Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick. Black people celebrate wrongdoing and they love it and they call it good. Because they have nothing good to offer America, only have bad. Think about that. Well, according to Fox 8 Live, as the manhunt for two remaining Orleans Parish escapees continue in its third week, investigators are reviewing new Instagram video posted by one of the fugitives. The criminal posted Instagram videos or YouTube video. How can that be? Okay. look like the FBI, somebody smart enough to know, oh, where did this video come from? Let me go to that part of town. That nigga Rara is over there. Nigga Rara is over there. What the? Antonia Massey, who escaped from the Orleans Justice Center, claimed the domestic abuse battery charges that kept him in jail were based on a false report from a jealous girlfriend. Watch this from WVUE.
I'm one of the ones that was let out of Orleans Parish jail on what they said I escaped, right?
17 days after 10 men escaped from the Orleans Justice Center jail, Antoine Massey, one of two men still on the run, pleads his case in different versions of 10-minute-long social media videos.
I'm showing y'all, the whole world, how corrupted the state of Louisiana is. I'm an innocent man. Yes, in my past, I made mistakes. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say mistakes. I was just young. You know what I'm saying? But the system has failed a lot of people and not just me.
Meanwhile, his pastor, Robert Brown, calls on him to return to custody.
Turn yourself in. If you care about your family, turn yourself in.
Deputy U.S. Marshal Brian Fair says authorities are now thoroughly investigating the videos in hopes of locating Massey. In the videos, Massey specifically calls on President Donald Trump, Kim Kardashian, and multiple rappers for help as he maintains his innocence. He also claims the domestic abuse battery case he was booked with at the time of his escape was filed by a jealous girlfriend. During the videos, he shows an affidavit his alleged victim filed with St. Tammany authorities.
I don't know about that. That can be true, that this woman lied on him, because they lie on men every day now. When they cry, they're lying. So I don't know about that, but at least he needs to go back and fight for that. On the run is not going to help his situation. Massey said the Louisiana legal system is corrupt and racist.
Massey also calls Louisiana's legal system corrupt, specifically calling out local authorities in the videos.
Jason Williams, Susan Hudson, the sheriff, St. Tammany, these people are racist. These people are biased. These people just doing whatever they want to do, and I'm asking for help. Please, before they throw me away for something that I did not do.
District Attorney Jason Williams declined an interview Monday. St. Tammany District Attorney Colin Sims said only that he hopes Massey turns himself in. Sheriff Susan Hudson issued this statement. If the individual depicted in the video is indeed Antoine Massey, we strongly urge him to come forward.
Amazing. And one last thing. How come they don't go over to that towel and beam that boy cell phone? Can you beam? I see it on TV all the time. Beam the last place he was with the cell phone. What's up? Last but not least, Massey said he didn't threaten the maintenance man.
Massey.
But the maintenance man attorney says he already said that. Watch this.
Massey also specifically calls out Sterling Williams, a maintenance worker accused of turning off the water in the cell from which Massey and nine others escaped May 16th.
Like, they try to paint a picture of me as this big old bad guy. Oh, I threatened Sterling, the maintenance man. How did I threaten you, bro? You can't even come around me without a deputy being on the tip.
Williams' attorney, Michael Kennedy, responds.
For him to get up there on social media and call Sterling a liar when I have already been out there saying, this is not what we are saying happened. I presume he is just going straight from the arrest affidavit.
Brown says he's hoping Massey will call him and that he can help him surrender safely. If not for him, for the peace of mind of his family.
If you care about them, won't you turn yourself in?
Amazing. What a mess. I gotta take a break. When I come back, your phone call. They got a woman talking about she's the police chief or something. Was she the police chief? The sheriff. That don't even sound right.
Check
a woman sheriff.
Punchy's
back
coffee.
In a moment.
I have my own coffee now.
Punchy coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Precious. flavor, top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Once again, I got to thank Vanessa from Barn for this amazing Cowboy Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday shirt. She gave it to me for my birthday. Thank you, Vanessa. I'm going to wear it every Tuesday. Thank you. Quick announcement. Number one, the men's forum is this Thursday. Every first Thursday night of the month. Men's Forum at 7 p.m. And ladies, yours are on Thursday night of the month at 7 p.m. All invited. And we have a Father's Day special for cameos. Shout outs for personal shout outs for Father's Day. I do a shout out for whatever your occasion is. Birthday, weddings, anniversary, congratulations, encouragement, no matter what. But we have a special going that's going to last until June 6th. So I suggest, but do what you want, that you run, hurry, to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Okay. Cameo.com, my producer talking to me in my ears. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. So you can get your special discounted personal cameo video in for your fathers around the world, all right? So the special ends on June 6th at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Amazing, huh? And last but not least, for now, we have a brand new episode of Punchy TV. Watch this.
Special guest, Jesse Lee Peterson.
How am I special? I'm here every day.
We got some stories to show you.
Oh, Lord.
I have a theory about white people. So I feel like...
You're one of the dumbest girls I've ever seen. This is part of that white genocide coming.
There's this guy that recounts seeing Lucifer fall from heaven.
I don't know.
I would love to interview him because I want to know what type of drugs he used.
Is it possible that you can still fall away though you're in heaven?
What, y'all? You're going to love it. Punchy.tv. All right. And you can become a member of the Punchy TV right there on YouTube, donate, support, and all that good stuff. And thank you in advance. I want to go to Bless. What an amazing name, huh? Bless out of Louisiana. Bless, welcome to the show. You are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you blessed?
I am blessed and highly favored.
There you go. Amazing.
You know, I started studying Hebrew. You'll never guess. My name in Hebrew is Barak. Is
Barak.
That crazy? And that's blessed in Hebrew.
How can you be blessed at Barak? That doesn't make sense.
I know, that shocked me.
Amazing.
But first I wanted to say New Orleans is a bigger mess than California, I think.
Yeah.
And as a local, and most locals know this, it's run by witchcraft. It's run by witches, literally.
Amazing.
You know, the voodoo thing is big here, so.
Yeah, I know they have a lot of voodoo people there from Africa and different locations like that.
Yeah, the Caribbean, really.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It is. So, anyway.
Is there a white town, in there an area in New Orleans where the white people have separated from the blacks?
You mentioned that to me once, and I'm not familiar. I think that must have been back in the day.
No, that was recently where the white people were fighting to separate from the blacks. They wanted to start their own town, and they didn't want to pay taxes to the black, you know, the black part of town. Because it was so much crime and they have stupid police and all that. It's somewhere like, and I know they tried to do that in Georgia, but it didn't happen. Buckhead tried to separate from the blacks in Georgia, but that didn't work for them. But I'm pretty sure, because we reported on it here, here on the show, but somewhere in Louisiana, they fought and they have been able to use their taxes and start their own area there.
Well, I'm surprised I don't know that story. I guess I don't watch enough local news.
Yeah.
But I just moved out to the country where it's white people, but it's a lot of black people too. But the black people here, they just want to take care of their land, and they're vocal about we don't want crime here.
Yeah.
So I like the blacks around me.
Normally, that's what happens when you own property and stuff like that, when you have a job, you own property. You tend to protect it no matter what the race might be.
That's right. It's farmland, too, so it's just a different culture.
That's why I said that when I become president, the first thing I'm going to do, maybe the second, but the first one of the close 10, is I'm going to, the only way that you can vote, you have to own property. If you don't own property, you can't vote.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. And I want to come to your plantation, too.
Right on. You're going to love it.
So the biblical question.
What would happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others?
I love this. I try to practice that, and I usually catch myself when I'm doing so, but you would be free, and you'd be able to see.
You will be free, and you will be able to see. Meaning what?
Meaning, like, if I can use an example, this is my opinion. I think that people who, like, protest or have, like, strong feelings about the Israel-Palestine conflict, I'm convinced they don't have all the information.
Yeah.
Because it's so much like covert operations, like, you know, secret government secrets, that it's like, I don't have an opinion on it because I don't have enough information to make a choice. And so that's kind of anything to agree or disagree or have an opinion. Most of the time, you don't have all the information.
Interesting.
Yeah. If you just hold back from choosing a side, then you can probably see more clearly. And right now, all I can see is I don't know. I don't have the information. And so, anyway.
Interesting. I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday, but it's an interesting response.
Okay. And then I have one more question. Last year's theme was want for nothing.
Yes.
And that really blessed me. Like, I actually felt like I achieved that because I just feel deep in my soul that I don't want anything.
Right on.
And I was wondering, what is this year's theme?
You said what now?
What is this year's theme for Bond?
Practice staying present.
Oh, okay. Okay,
practice
I like it.
Practice being present. Really. And so that's the theme. And a lot of folks are working on that, and I see amazing things. I see amazing changes in them. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah. And you've repeated a lot this year, live with your hell. Live in your hell. Just, like, go about your life with your... I thought maybe that was the theme. because that's a blessing to me too. I used to just like let that hold me back from getting up and having my day.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to live in hell and take my dog to the vet, live in hell and go see my brother, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. If people only understood that they are not the misery inside of them, their thoughts and emotions and all that, that's hell. And instead of complaining about it, worried about it, blaming others about it, and trying to get rid of it by food or drinking or whatever, if they live in that hell, live with it, walk with it, sleep with it, never blame anyone else, they don't know that they'll overcome it and they'll be free. And because the world told you to escape from that hell, they don't tell you to live in it.
It's true. Yep. And also another Louisiana thing in our culture, drinking is so huge. I mean,
yeah.
And so that was a downfall of mine, but I don't, you know, I quit, and it's difficult when you get upset and you just want to go have a glass of wine, and I have stopped doing that. And again, I'm just blessed by that advice. It's really good advice, and it's true.
You sound freer.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Yep, I am.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
That's right.
One thing I want to tell you about drinking, I heard on the local news, and I asked my staff about this, Generation Z, speaking of drinking, Generation Z closes their tab after one drink at a bar. You know, if you're at a bar, you open up a tab, you order drinks, and then when you're about to leave, you pay the tab. But apparently Generation Z, they pay the tab every time they order a drink, they pay right then and there. And the bartenders are not liking it because, according to the report, because it takes time. They have to pull away from filling other glasses and making money because the Generation Z want to pay their tab right away. Isn't that amazing?
Well, that's because nobody's using cash anymore. And that's a big problem. Don't get me started on digital currency. We need to go back to cash. Everybody use cash every chance you get.
Yeah, they
make people accept your cash.
They definitely try to take you away from cash now.
Yeah, no privacy anymore.
And a lot of millennials and Z's, they have no problem using those phones and credit card, whatever they get.
That's a big problem.
What a mess. So listen, when are you coming back to L.A.?
I wish I was, but I decided to stay in Louisiana.
Oh, you did?
I'm going to bear my cross, give everything I own to the poor. I got to stay here.
Amazing. So Haight has some information about that white town in Louisiana.
Great.
NPR reported in June of last year, 2024, a Louisiana court says this mostly white enclave in Baton Rouge may secede and form its own city. So it was like a suburb, a wealthy suburb.
Shenandoah? My aunt lives there, maybe.
St. George.
I shouldn't say that. I gotta
tell that. Docs. St. George, Louisiana. It's a wealthy Baton Rouge neighborhood, became its own city in order to try to create a new school district. And some residents, they were calling it modern-day segregation, according to NPR.
Amazing.
So are you familiar with that area?
I am familiar. I have family in Baton Rouge, and that was a recent story. I would be really surprised if there was no black people, though. I don't think that it's a white thing. I think that it's a money thing, which is totally fair.
Yeah,
I'd be very surprised if there was not a black person.
The white people in that area, They got fed up with the violence and the crimes and stuff in the public school system, and they're paying their taxes. Their kids getting beat up and not learning. So they're like, we're going to break away.
Yeah, that's where I went to university, and it's a black woman mayor over there, too. I'm telling you, it's run by witchcraft.
Oh, man.
lesbian witches, like Roseanne says.
What? Well, bless. It's good to hear from you. You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Thank you. God bless you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to is it Calvin, I believe, out of Ohio? Calvin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you been?
I'm sorry?
How you been?
All is well.
Long time no talk.
Oh, you haven't called in a while?
Yeah, I was supposed to call last week, but I've been super busy.
Are you the guy that be recording us and then you act like we had a real debate?
You asked me that before.
And you said no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So, I was supposed to call last week, but I had got super busy. I was calling because I left a super chat probably 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. I asked what Jesus created because there was this woman that called you and she was confused about her mom talking about Jesus as the word. And then you said no. And then I asked you, was Jesus created? But you never answered. But then suddenly another guy called and he was talking about Jesus too. And you answered my super chat by saying that God created Jesus. So I was like, wow, I definitely got a call now. So now that you answered that, my question is how?
Spiritually, by the Spirit. He impregnated Mary with his Spirit.
So even though that's a lie, by the way, the lie is that God created
you already
Jesus.
Know the answer. Why did you ask the question?
I knew the answer already because
why did you ask the question then?
Because you answered it to someone else, and
but why did you ask me right now? If you already knew the question and you already believe that God did not impregnate Mary with his Spirit, why did you ask the question?
I asked.
And you quickly said it's a lie, so it's all that you already know the answer. Why did you ask
that
question?
Yeah, I knew the answer already.
Why did you ask that question? What was your motivation?
My motivation was to actually have a conversation with you and wonder where you got that answer from. That's, you know, actually have a conversation with you like I always do.
Amazing. And so you believe that God did what with Jesus?
Jesus was always, he always existed, though. That's the thing. He was never created. He always existed with God in the beginning.
So you're saying Mary was always pregnant?
No, Mary wasn't always pregnant.
But that's what we were talking about. They asked, how did Jesus come about? Mary got pregnant, but you're not saying Mary was always pregnant, right?
No.
But you're saying that the Son was always with the Father, right?
Jesus was always with God, always.
But that wasn't
the
question.
I asked you in the super chat.
But that wasn't the question, though, that the lady asked.
No, I'm talking about the guy.
Well, I don't remember. But anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
So, that's why I was like, I asked why, because by God creating Jesus, it didn't make any sense because Jesus had always been with the Father in the beginning. So
to a person that is asleep, the things of God would not make sense to them. So I understand that it doesn't make sense to you. Because if you're asleep,
how would it not make sense to me?
Because you're asleep, it wouldn't make sense to you. The things of God are not visible to the sleeping person, to the blind person.
So you're not asleep, right?
The things that are known by God would not make sense to a sleep person. So I understand why it wouldn't make sense to you.
It makes sense. That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked. I'm saying, like, God, like, Jesus has always been. He was never created.
So Mary was always pregnant.
I'm talking about before he became flesh. He always existed.
And how do you know that?
The Bible says it everywhere in the Bible. It tells you.
Where in the Bible and what does it say?
Do you want me to give you the straight one or just the one that everybody knows.
Where in the Bible does it say, what does it say? I don't know if Jesus always is, and I'm not really concerned about that at all, but since it seemed to be important to you, can you give me a verse of what the Bible say about that? Even though it's all not right. Bible thumping Thursday, it's country.
Right. You know, always tell you that, you know, I work crazy hours, so that's why I'm never able to call.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Give me one scripture about that.
All right. Through him, all things were created. Without him, nothing was created. That's talking about Jesus. But the main one, we already know.
Then it's not talking about Jesus. Said all things.
Mm-hmm. But let me finish.
But I wanted
you to say it because I kind of love the way you say it. It's funny, but say in the beginning was the word. I love the way you say it. It's funny.
No, finish the question because of time. Where does it say Jesus was always there?
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And then the next verse says he was with God in the beginning.
But what does it say that he was always there?
Who else is it talking about?
And how do you know it's talking about Jesus?
Because nobody was in the beginning but God.
But the truth was always there.
Who was the truth, though? That's the thing. Who was the truth?
God.
So if God was in the, so if God is the truth and God was in the beginning, see, a lot of the verses are like just word puzzles. If the Word was God, and the Word was with God in the beginning, and it says that he was with God in the beginning, who else could it be talking about?
God.
And if it says through all things,
spirit of truth
he was
has
created.
Always, the spirit of truth has always been.
But who was, is the spirit of truth? That's the thing.
God.
He's saying that spirit of
God.
Truth. You just don't want to admit it, do you?
Admit what?
You just don't want to admit it.
Admit what?
That Jesus has always been in the beginning with God.
It doesn't say that. So, you're saying that, but that's not what you're reading.
The way that you always make it seem like Jesus existed after Mary gave birth, but he has always been.
That's what you are reading in your mind, but that's not what you're reading
out
loud.
No, I'm not reading it in my mind.
Yeah, because you're not reading that out loud. You want to make, do you believe Jesus is God?
Oh, we is not about to have that conversation. We are definitely not about to have that conversation.
Give me a quick, because of time, give me a quick yes or no. Do you believe Jesus is God?
Jesus is the physical manifestation of God.
Do you believe Jesus is God?
Yes, Jesus is God.
I rest my case.
You see what I'm saying? I did not want to go. I did not want to go there with you because I know how you are.
What do you mean?
Yeah, man, we didn't have this conversation like twice. So I'm not about to go. I'm not about to have that conversation.
What do you mean? And guess what?
Because you are difficult to talk. You are difficult to talk to when it comes to that.
Guess what? May I tell you this?
Yes, Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson.
In the beginning, there was the Word was God, God was the Word, and the Word was with God in the beginning.
And the Word became flesh and dwelled among men.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. Call me again, Kevin, when you're off. Back
now,
in a moment.
Totally
hate news, not the fake news.
With the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
some serious mess going on in the world. They say they're trying to push coffee, allegedly good for the ladies older in their 50s, depending on different factors. And some charges in that Boulder, Colorado, anti-Israeli terror attack, anti-Jewish terror attack, Free Palestine. What got into him? And also, what got into this black dude up in Oregon who allegedly took out an 8-inch knife and stabbed a bunch of people, like 12 people, in a homeless shelter? A guy with mental issues. No motive uncovered, at least at this point. Satan. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, June 3rd, AD 2025. JLP will be right back with his excellent shirt. And to your calls, and we'll get to your super chats and some more great stories. But it is first fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that it turns out that women who drink 1 to 3 cups of caffeinated coffee, not decaf, caffeinated coffee per day in their 50s, just by correlation, not necessarily causation, seem to be more likely to reach older age free from major chronic diseases and with good cognitive, physical, and mental. Don't know what the difference between cognitive and mental health. I guess mental is like the emotional issues. I don't know. But that's what they claim. So shout out to the ladies, coffee drinker ladies. Not too much. And it also depends on your blood pressure, anxiety, all that stuff. You shouldn't have it. Anyway, Boulder, that Boulder attack, the FBI, the liberal FBI, are they still liberal? I think so. But shout out, investigating that fiery attack in Boulder, Colorado on Sunday as an act of terrorism, they're calling it, which it sounds like it. A group of people, although I don't think that he was working with anybody, he just seemed off and clever somewhat. A group of people attending Run for Their Lives, a weekly Jewish community event to support the hostages taken by Hamas. I'm sure those hostages feel that support from Boulder. They're jogging. During the October 7th, 2023 attacks in Israel, they were taken away. A shirtless man started using a makeshift flamethrower, you heard about this, and throwing Molotov cocktails at these people. The suspect, Mohammed, I told you about him yesterday, Sabri Soleiman, you may have heard about him on American Anchor Baby, by the way. He yelled, "Free Palestine!" during the attack. He's been arrested and charged with a federal hate crime. Psh, I disavow the notion of hate crimes, although he was hateful, but hate crimes, we should get rid of that. As well as several state crimes, including 16 counts of attempted first-degree murder. Wow. At least 12 people injured in the anti-Semitic, all one word, no hyphen. I shake my head. Assault, which Soleiman told authorities he'd been planning for a year. What a mess, huh? You crazy idea get into you and you hold on to it like that? A man is accused of entering a homeless shelter in Salem, Oregon. That's not where the witch trials were. Salem, Massachusetts is where the Salem witch trials were. But Salem, Oregon has a homeless shelter. On Sunday night, a man pulled out an 8-inch knife, Black, and attacked people with it. Several victims stabbed in the initial assault, others wounded while trying to intervene, police said. The suspect arrested and identified as Tony Latrell Williams. They left out the Latrell. Age 42, balding black guy, slim. Left the building, allegedly stabbed more people outside the shelter. Even 11 victims, including the shelter staff members, taken to the hospital for treatment. But a 12th victim identified as officers interviewed witnesses. Wow. All of the victims were men, between ages 26 and 57. A motive for the attack, unknown, but he bent an officer's fingers back when he was arrested at a 7-Eleven some time back, and he had problems. He was supposed to be in a mental facility. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
My bad. Sorry about that. My bad. Nothing wrong in with the studio and the equipment. I didn't realize the time had gone by that fast. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. Really, for those who want to overcome, what will happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others? What will happen if you neither agreed nor disagree with others? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. And if you're busy running around, whatever you're doing, if you're a bunch of girls and you have a guy on your track team, high school track team or college track team, and you're running and the guy beat you and you're protesting by not standing on the stage with him, you still could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday, and every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing.
Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday. I want to get to this question, does God allow you to suffer? But first, I ask Louie from Dubai, heard around the world by everybody and they mama. Louie had called me yesterday, but we ran out of time. And I asked him to call me back today, that I would get to him as soon as he called in. He is on the line all the way from Dubai. Louie, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling back.
Thank you, Jesse. Hi, how are you doing?
All is well. Speak up a little bit.
Is that better?
Yes.
All right, so we were discussing religion yesterday.
Right.
And we discussed how you think it's man-made and that you don't really believe in religion. But I want to kind of get more of your thoughts on it. Like, what is Christianity to you then, if it's not a religion to you? Do you consider it to be a religion in that sense?
Well, Christianity, as I said, a man-made religion, and God is not in it at all. But it's a way of communication when you want to communicate with someone. They're like, oh, what religion are you? And plus, I was raised that way. And it's just a form of communication. I'm a Christian. But that's all that it is.
Okay, because you do see how your beliefs or the way you think is not really the same as maybe most Christians. Or do you think that you are more the same?
What's the difference? Give me an example, if you can, of the difference, the way what I see to be true and what they think.
Like for me, how you see the, for example, the main part or the main practice that you do, which is the silent prayer, seems to me more like meditation, you know, which is can be found in other cultures. People do it. They sit down, they close their eyes, they listen to their thoughts, which is something that, for example, maybe Christians go to church and they read a few lines that they've memorized or that they've been taught. And that's what most religions are, you know, kind of repeating what they have been taught by parents, by schools, etc.
Right. God said we don't know what to pray for. We don't know what we want. We don't know but to be still and know him. And he said in the Bible, I don't know why they put meditate on the word, but God wants us to let go and just be of the light, be aware. And then just being aware, all is taken care of. There's nothing we need to do or can do at all. But the Christians have been taught, oh, you need to read the Bible, and nothing wrong with reading the Bible. You need to pray out loud, and when they pray, they don't even get help. It doesn't even work. But they've been taught that, and they're afraid to let that go. Because I've noticed that all people with anger, they live in fear with their anger, and they're afraid to let the anger go. So the Christians are afraid to let go and let God.
So do you think you have to be or someone has to be a Christian in order to know God that way?
You never will know God as long as you see yourself as a Christian. It's impossible. As long as you see yourself as any religion, period, no matter what religion, you will never know God because you have identified with the religion. And so that has become your God.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. That makes so much sense. Amazing. So I do want to ask you later on about the silent prayer, but I just want to have a bit, like I want to say, for example, that a lot of people say that the Bible is the word of God, but you say that God is wordless, you know, he's thoughtless. So that doesn't make sense that it's his word.
The Bible is the word from God. It's a roadmap that leads us back to the kingdom of heaven within. And the word has been made flesh. It lives in us. And the Bible, once again, the Christians have been told that the Bible is the word from God, the word of God. And they become very limited. And that's why another reason they never really know God, because they just read about him. They read the map as to how to get to Alabama, but they never go to Alabama, so they never know Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
They just know about it. So they just know about God, and knowing about God is not knowing God.
makes 100% sense. And I think it was written by people after Jesus, the Bible itself, about maybe the way he thought or the way he conducted himself, the way, you know, his teachings. But it was never maybe written by Jesus himself or by God or something direct. You know? Does that make sense?
Right.
Right. And one other thing about religion is that I think people try to stick to it too much because it gives them a sense of certainty. But
they're not certain, though. There are people who hold on to the idea of a Christian, the idea about God, whether it's Christianity, Allah, Abbah, Judaism, or whatever. As long as they hold on to that idea, they're very insecure. They're not secure at all. They have no confidence, period.
Because you have to be secure to live in uncertainty, which is the only way that you have to live in, right?
Absolutely. You must be willing to live in fear in order to overcome it.
All right. So that makes things much more clear for me when it comes to religion.
Are you a Christian? I've always wondered.
I'm not actually. I was born into a Muslim family.
Oh, you a Muslim?
I mean, I'm not right now. I've kind of turned into a disbeliever in university.
And what made you stop believing in the Muslim religion?
I mean, maybe it's not the best idea for me to talk about this on the air or like what people are hearing, but so I think the foundational idea of religion, I started to kind of doubt it because people take it too literally, you know. They want to be certain of how things happened in the past, how things were created, what happened, you know. And I just see people of all religions, Muslims included, are, you know, they're not really free, or they're not really, they haven't found a solution.
And you discovered this in a university, you say?
Yeah, it just happened that, you know, discussions with friends, and one thing led to another, and I started doubting the whole thing. I started reading about it more.
Is it true that if you stop being a Muslim, you can get killed?
I mean, that's something that's not it's not encouraged, but it's allowed, it's permitted. Like it does say somewhere that, you know, the people that get out are kind of, you know, you can kill them, basically, yeah.
That's like belonging to a gang. If you get out, you can kill the person that leads the gang member, the gang group.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of fear, to instill fear in people. It's one of the many reasons that one makes one start to doubt kind of the whole thing.
And so you keep it quiet that you're no longer Muslim?
I mean, you know, usually in like civilized places and countries, people don't really follow all the things that are said there 100%, you know? So no one is really going to search for people that exited to kill them and stuff like that.
Okay. Are you, how old are you?
I'm 30 years old, just turning 30.
Oh, okay. So did you go and forgive your mother and father?
I did. Yeah, I did because of you, and I have to thank you for that.
And how did it go when you went to your mother? How did that go?
I mean, I can't really remember specifically how the...
Right.
The conversation went, but I do remember being a bit scared, not knowing how she would react. And but she was kind of, it wasn't that bad, you know. She didn't like throw a tantrum, or she didn't overreact. But she did kind of maybe blame my father a bit, maybe.
Of course. She did what?
I mean, she tried to maybe play it down a bit, or I can't remember the exact conversation, but I just know that I knew that I had to do it for my time.
Right on. And how did it go with your father?
Well, my father was a bit more intense, I would say. My mother's emotional, but my father is even more emotional, and not in a, like, he cries in a sense of emotional, but he gets very angry very easily. You know, he's has anger issues all his life.
Just like his mama.
Maybe, yeah. Well, I'm not sure, you know, I've never known her. He did kind of, I did feel like he got sad maybe or vulnerable after I told him this way. I told him that I used to hate him. You know, I didn't expect it. It caught him off guard. But maybe it was something that he kind of knew deep down. He never really wanted to kind of
see. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, but after I did that, you know, slowly, I think I started to really kind of love them in a much more pure way, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay close to your phone, but you're absolutely right. Now you love them in a pure way. I like that. In the right way, with the real love, we come from God and not from you.
Yeah, I think because I used to, for example, when they used to do things that I did not like, I used to hate them for it, or I used to resent them a bit for it. But now, you know, I accept them for who they are and whatever they have done in the past.
Yes.
I think that's what kind of.
One last quick question. Last week, biblical question, does God allow you to suffer? Do you believe God allow you to suffer?
I think, you know, it's for me, since I'm not religious, it's hard for me to understand when you say God allows you as if he's a man, you know? I believe I have sensed God in certain instances where I meditate or I do the silent prayer, but I've never really thought of him as someone who allows or does things to people, you know? He just is. I'm not sure what do you think of that?
I know for a fact, and without a doubt, God does not allow you to suffer. God does not cause you to suffer. God is not trying to teach you anything about through suffering. God has nothing to do with suffering at all. And anyone that suffers and they are one with evil, but they're calling him God. And they think God is doing that, but God is perfect love. And the real you, and you, if you stay with the silent prayer, you're going to see this. The real you has never suffered, will not suffer, cannot suffer. And the pain that people are feeling is in their ego, is in their thoughts feelings. It's not in them at all, but they've been told that it's them suffering, and it's not.
That brings me to a question, if you don't mind. Do you have a bit more time?
Go ahead.
About the silent prayer, and you're telling me, and you tell people to stay with it and to kind of keep working on it. On one hand, you say that people should work on it, and you know you should do it every morning and every night. On the other hand, I feel like you also say that people should kind of let go, and you know they should become helpless, or they should not maybe force things to be try. You know, so how do these two things? How do you work them out? Like, do I have to force myself to do the silent prayer every day, or is it something that should come natural?
No, you just do it, even though the ego, the thoughts and emotions try to tell you not to, because those are evil spirits that's trying to keep you away from the light of God, right? Because they know if you continue practice being present, one with the truth, one with God, the darkness will have to leave your body. And so they'll try to talk you out of it. They'll tell you that it doesn't work. You're having all these thoughts, it's not working, this is taking too long, this is too much, and blah, blah, blah. And it sounds like you speaking, because they are now imitating using your voice. And but you sit and do it anyway, and then during the day, practice coming, when you get caught up in a thought, practice becoming aware of your body, come back out of the thought 1,000 times a day, and eventually being present will become the norm. You'll be present more than you will ever be unconscious again. It is working. Force your And the devil doesn't want that to happen. And so you know when you let go, when I say let go, do the prayer anyway and feel the pain that's trying to stop you from doing it. Know that the pain is not you. And then during the day, and then when you become aware of the emotions, worry, anxiety, anger, guilt, revenge, loneliness, suicidal thoughts, pressure, whatever you're feeling, be aware of that, but don't run away from it. Don't deny it. Don't fight with it. Live with that. Go about your life, your day, and live with that, and it will be, it will, God want to take that away from you, that old nature away from you.
Yeah, that makes sense. I want to ask you, I feel like a lot of people that fail to do the silent prayer every day is that, you know, because you said one time that you cannot make a decision. That
right.
People can't make a decision, or that people are not really in control of their lives. And it feels like when you say for people to do the silent prayer every day and every night, that it's like they have to take the decision to do it, and that they have, you know, that it's something that they have to decide to do. But maybe it's I don't know. Maybe do you agree with me that's what makes it hard for people to kind of stick with it?
No.
How can they not be able to control themselves, but yet be able to control themselves enough to do it every day?
What made people stop doing it? They're not really ready to overcome their thrills. You have to realize that most human beings love their thrills. They love the thrill of anxiety. They love the thrill of anger and frustration. They love the thrill of blaming others for the way that they feel. They love the excitement, the thrill of excitement. They just love the thrill. So some people start and then they stop because they're getting away from the thrill and that doesn't feel right. They love the thrills. And so they will get on this path and they'll stop. And then, well, this is too hard. This doesn't make sense or whatever, right? And then some will start down the road and they'll be distracted by somebody else or something else. They'll stop. But then there's the one or two men or women who get on the path and nothing can stop them because they see that this makes sense. They're starting to wake up and nothing, they see that there's nothing to go back to, that they've always been living an illusionary life. It's been a lie. It's never been true. But some people are going to stop along the way and they make up excuses, which the devil gives them as to why they stopped doing it.
Do you think if you stopped, let's say, the silent prayer with enough time, that you will turn back into, like, let's say, someone normal like everyone else?
I there's nothing for me to stop for. There's nothing to go back to, so I can never go back to that.
Oh, okay.
Once you wake up, truly wake up, and get on this journey, you cannot go back to sleep. Especially if you stay with it. Because when you first start out, it's rough. It's painful. Yeah. It's hard. It's rough when you first start. And then you stay with it. It become almost like wordless. There's no complaints, no nothing, right? And you don't know what to say about it. And then once you get past that, you are free.
For me, I haven't yet been able to kind of stick with it. And it was never really a painful experience. It was that I felt, in my experience, I've always gradually felt better while I did it a bit more in my life rather than when I didn't do it. But I'm not sure why. It's just I've never really stuck to it, even though I am feeling better now, this period of my life, than I have ever been before, and I'm doing it more. So I'll just have to stick with it and do it every day.
Don't make it in your mind. Don't build up an obligation. Don't make it be something you gotta do. You know, because the devil, if you miss doing it, the devil's going to tell you, oh, it's over, you're falling back, it's not working. And then if you do it under this thing, oh, I got to do it, I got to do it, you're going to feel the spirit of evil going to make you feel like you're pressured to do it. Just do it and don't make it a big deal either way.
Yeah, and I think a very important thing for one for someone to be able to do it more easily every day is to be able to also let go, to be in the practice of letting go of everything, every thought, every emotion, every stuff like that
during
your daily life.
Yeah.
And that makes it easier to kind of...
If you are fed up, and then I got to run because of time, if you are fed up with the way you're living, believe me, you'll get on this journey and there's nothing or no one that can make you change. Your wife, your husband, your friends, your money, your job, nothing can make you turn around. Once you get tired of living the way that you are, you will never turn back.
All right. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome,
thank
man.
You,
stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with all the way from Dubai.
Yeah, I'll definitely be calling you more frequently.
Absolutely. Take
care. All right, thank you.
All right. Amazing. Heard around the world. The truth is the same everywhere, and the lie is the same. And you're either of the truth or you're of the lie. You're not of both. Mark my words. Super chat.
Super chat.
Coffee Talk with Sandra. Gifted the cookie over on pilled.net.
Thank you, Sandra. Amazing.
Thank you, Sandra. And thank you, Sandra. She passed along a message as well.
Right on.
Ashley from California bought a coffee. Answer to last week's biblical question.
Does God allow you to suffer?
No, God does not allow us to suffer. He asked us not to and made a way for us not to. And we do anyway.
How dumb is it? Thank you, Sandra, but how dumb is it?
Ashley.
God is all love, all peace. He sent his son so you can have the same thing. Why would he make you suffer? Why would he have to teach you a lesson? Yeah, you may say, what kind of God is that? You think God is like you. That's what it is. You think God, you ask God for peace, he'll give you a stone because that's what you would do. Really, you think God is like you and other people, and he's not. Amazing. Thank you.
Ashley says, for example, I asked my kids not to go in the street. They did anyway. I didn't allow them to. They did it on their own when they left me. I would never allow it.
That's right.
Chillin' Liam bought a coffee. Answer to the BQ? Current BQ.
What will happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others?
I'd deny an opportunity for the demons to gain strength, says Chill and Lean.
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Cornerstone JLP show is fire emojis, four of them.
Thank you. Fire! Thank you.
That's on Cash App. That's Bond JLP Cash App. Anthony there says, my horse is tired. He's got a case of black fatigue.
That's right.
Good morning, Country and Western Tuesday.
Thank you. Good morning.
A Bryant with several Cash App donations. I don't want to call you. Keep it piffy, ego. Forgive, let go of anger, and give mercy. Right? The mercy you give is the mercy you get. Right?
That's right.
If we're all human, mercy against slights, wrongs. Can you cry out for mercy and give none? I submit one must let go. More the anger. Hey, can you make Jesse say what's mercy?
Mercy has already been given unto you when God sent his son to make you free, and you are free. That was due to the mercy of God because he could have left you in hell. What the? So it's already given to you. Absolutely, buddy.
Ask Christ in man what's mercy, my Nicaragua's pithy.
Mercy has been given to you from God when he bought you from the devil and you set you free. Let me take a quick break. Thank you for that, though.
We'll read more later.
Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. The Hake Report, H-A-K-E Report, is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com. And after The Hake Report, the guy with the good hair, Joel Friday TV, he black, at 11 a.m. Yes, he's back today. Joel Friday TV on fire at 11. And then all the energy on this side of heaven, all that Trump didn't take, the anchor baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon, Monday through Friday. Joel Friday is Monday through Thursday, even though his name is Friday. The American Anchor Baby is Monday through Friday, and so is the Hake Report. All right. One other quick thing. We have every 3 months or so, we put out a brand new copy of our newsletter, kind of update you as to what's going on and give you some ideas and a lot of good stuff, really. You can get a free copy of our newsletter, really. All you have to do is sign up at JesseLeePeterson.com, JesseLeePeterson.com or RebuildingTheMan.com, and you'll get it at no cost. We send it to you. If you want it, I highly, you won't regret it. I highly recommend you order it by going to JesseLeePeterson.com or RebuildingTheMan.com for a free copy of our newsletter. All right. Amazing. Let me go to Charles out of Michigan. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey,
thank
Charles.
You. Thank you.
How are you?
All is well, all is well. Jesse, good to hear your voice, man. This country western of Tuesday, and I'm really good. You really woke me up this morning. You came on down the road. You came on down the road all the way up to GA.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, in the way I like it. The good old days. Tell me, you told me about the good old days. You really reminded me.
I know. What it's amazing to me how much things have changed, and then because it's so bad, generations to come, and even the younger generation right now won't know how amazing America was at one time. They're gonna be born right into a hell, and they won't know that America was amazing at one time.
Yes, that's right. That's correct. That is correct. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, growing up in Alabama, too, it was just amazing.
Yeah. And you listen to the black complaint about the white man. They want you to think it was always bad, and it wasn't true at all. What a mess.
It was. That's right. That's right, Jesse. That's right. Appreciate the show, man. Yeah, I partner with you monthly. And I just keep on doing what you're doing, and I will keep in touch with you. And I tell everybody that I talk to you and tell them all you said hi.
Absolutely. Thank you, buddy. Charles is my homeboy.
All right.
All the way from Alabama. Good to hear from you, Charles.
Sweet home, Alabama.
Thanks for your support, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Jesse. Thanks. Keep the good work up.
I will, buddy.
Thank you.
Amazing.
All right.
Bye now. I want to know, before I go back to the phones here in a minute, what should be the penalty, if there should be, and what should be the penalty for this parents, for these parents? This is from WREG. One thing I want, do what you want. It's for the people who want to change. You only believe that God is causing you to suffer or trying to prove something to you or letting you suffer because, number one, you've been told that, and number two, you have identified with evil, and you're calling evil good, and you're feeling the pain in your mind and body, and you think that you're your body, you think you're the emotions, and you really, you are not suffering. You are free, and free indeed. All right. What do you think, if anything, should happen with these parents? This is from WREG. A fight among parents at an elementary school graduation in West Memphis, Arkansas, is now under investigation, prompting a zero tolerance response from the district superintendent. Watch this, folks.
Some say parents acting like the children. Now, those punches were thrown Wednesday at Falk Elementary in West Memphis.
Yeah, Greg and Stephanie, West Memphis school superintendent, he has responded to the incident, and he says that type of behavior, it's a zero tolerance He says there is a zero tolerance policy for the unacceptable behavior that was displayed in that video.
This week's graduation at Falk Elementary will be one to remember, and it's not because of the ceremony or the graduates.
Oh my God, that was what, two, three different people fight?
Mm-hmm. And it's at a graduation.
For the kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Shocking video shows a group of parents yelling and throwing punches at each other in front of kids. You can see parents, children, and staff members staring or walking off in disbelief. Some kids are even heard crying and yelling stop to the people involved in the brawl.
Can you imagine? And you send your little white kids to a school like that? What the? No wonder that city in Louisiana broke away. And even the men up there fighting like the women, they're not like, hey, stop it. They're fighting too. Men, you're supposed to come and calm things down. You're the light of the world, but you're of the darkness, unfortunately. People in West Memphis says this behavior sends the wrong message and should be held accountable. Watch this.
And what do you think that type of message, you know, sends for kids seeing parents fight like that?
That they can do the same thing. It's a bad influence that they're not handling themselves as an adult.
People I spoke to in West Memphis say this type of behavior sends the wrong message to children, and those who are involved should face consequences.
It shouldn't be happening around children, especially, and these are grown folks. At a kid's graduation, that shouldn't be happening at all. All of them need to be held accountable for it. Everybody who's involved. That's what I think about it.
West Memphis's superintendent, Eric Foyster, shares similar thoughts. In a statement, he says the school district is cooperating with the police department and supports the efforts to prosecute those responsible for the fight.
One thing about blacks, they love to fight. Not all. But most. They love to fight. What the... Can you imagine little kids standing around looking at mom and daddy up there fighting with other people? What do you think they're going to do? Next week, you're going to see those kids over at McDonald's fighting with the workers, throwing food everywhere, throwing the computer off the countertop. What a mess. Now do you believe me when I say anger is evil? This is why you should not tolerate anger at all, not in you or inside of other people. It's evil. Anger is evil. Human beings are evil. And if you think that bad, and it is, how about if you from South Africa, or lived in South Africa, New York Post has reported that a mother who sold her 6-year-old daughter to her, a mother who sold her 6-year-old daughter so her skin and eyes could be cut out and used for a traditional healing. In Africa, no wonder why people trying to get out of Africa, South Africa. A mother, according to the New York Post reporting, a mother who sold her six-year-old daughter so her skin and eyes could be cut out and used for traditional healing has been sentenced to life in prison in South Africa. Watch this for Reuters.
A South African court found a mother and two accomplices guilty on Friday of kidnapping and trafficking her six-year-old daughter. The case gained nationwide attention after Jocelyn Smith went missing from Middle Post, South Africa in February 2024. She has not been found.
You are guilty of a contravention of section.
Jocelyn's mother, Kelly Smith, her boyfriend, and their friend were accused of selling the child for a fee.
You are also convicted of kidnapping.
One witness said in court that Smith had told her she sold Jocelyn to a sangoma, or a traditional healer, for $1,100, and that the girl was desired for her, quote, eyes and skin. A Western Cape High Court judge found all three guilty of kidnapping and trafficking. The judge did not say in his ruling who the girl was sold to or why.
I am angry, because nobody knows if she's still alive, if Jocelyn is still alive.
Amanda Daniels is Smith's mother.
There's nothing else. I just want my grandchild back. It doesn't matter how long they are going to sit in jail, but my grandchild is still gone.
You can't get her back now. She ain't got no eyes. What the? Or skin. What the? Those blacks over there in South Africa, they're light-skinned. What are they called? Colors. The light-skinned blacks in Africa are called colors. The white people are called boer. And the dark blacks are called what?
Black.
Black. Thank you. Very smart. Police are still looking for the child while the three suspects remain in custody.
Western Cape Police Commissioner General Thembisile Patekile said police are still looking for the child.
We have not closed that part of the investigation of the missing person. But we're happy with what has been articulated today by the judge.
The three convicted will be remanded in custody ahead of sentencing.
Amazing. Can you hear it now? We need some healing up in here. You got a few eyes you let you give away? Oh, a little skin you want to share. Yeah, here's my child. Take her eyes. And let's get the healing going. What a mess, huh? Human beings are evil. I want you to know an angry person is a murderer. An angry person is evil. And that person, whether it's man or woman, no matter what color, where you're from, how much money, your job title, whatever, you are separated from God, and you will never be one with Him as long as you have anger. And the one thing I know for sure, and without a doubt, you cannot trust an angry person, no matter family members or whatever. KTLA is reporting that an 85-year-old woman was hospitalized after a juvenile suspect violently attacked her during a robbery in Lakewood. The victim's daughter said he had brass knuckles, so he socked her before pulling her purse away from her, said the neighbor, a neighbor. Watch it from KTLA.
This all happened back in late April, and the suspect was arrested a few weeks later, but that doesn't matter. Neighbors here say they are still worried. Video released from the Lakewood Sheriff Station showing the moment an elderly woman is attacked while walking down the street in the middle of the afternoon, falling hard on the ground as her purse is snatched from her hands.
From what we understand from the daughter, he had brass knuckles, so he socked her before pulling her purse away from her.
This neighbor says her cameras caught another angle. The suspect following the woman, said to be in her 80s, before the attack, and then running away, purse in hand.
He totally surprised her. She had no idea this was going to happen to her at all.
The suspect was located and arrested.
Investigators say the suspect, only identified as a juvenile, was arrested on May 19th.
You black. Now you wonder why white people hold their purses when they see you coming. And you call it racist because you don't want them to hold their purses so you can take it. The 85-year-old woman is still recovering, and neighbors are worried about their safety.
Those who know the victim say she's still recovering from her injuries.
She spent probably a week in the hospital. She has like 16 stitches on the side of her head from what happened.
The incident has people who live in this area questioning their own safety.
We think we feel safe. But with that happening to people in broad daylight, it's not.
Wow. It could happen to anybody, any age, at any time.
Now you see why everybody, every race have black fatigue. They're just done now. Black fatigue. Blacks, you need to drop your anger. Forgive your mothers. It started with your mothers. It had nothing to do with white people. This is ridiculous, but this is evil. Human beings are evil. Human nature is evil. And if you doubt me, start looking at the evil inside of you as an individual, and to overcome, you will overcome it, and you're going to be shocked at what evil look like in others because you see it in you. The problem is most people don't want to admit that. The average person does not want to admit that they're evil. How will you ever overcome it if you don't admit it? You ain't got to tell the world, but you got to admit it to you and God. I am evil. I don't want to be this way. And you will overcome it. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Charlotte, hey, Jesse, did you see so-and-so get destroyed by some young such-and-suches on that such-and-such? Why wouldn't they invite you to wipe the floor with them?
I think what they're referring to is I saw a bit. One of my staff members showed me this video of Jordan Peterson. And we've had Jordan Peterson on the show a couple of times for sure, I think. I know one time, maybe two. And Jordan Peterson was debating. And I didn't see the whole thing. I did see some. I am going to finish it. But he was debating a group of atheists, I believe. Am I saying that right?
That's right.
And it was interesting because those atheists were like condescending. They thought they were better than George Peterson. They thought Jordan Peterson. They thought they knew more. It was interesting to see that. So I am going to finish it now that you mentioned it to me. But yes, I am aware of that. And I recommend you all take a look at it. Was on YouTube, Jordan Peterson in his debate with these young atheists who have no idea what they're talking about. Zero. There were 20 atheists, I'm told. What a mess! It was interesting. They were so condescending.
Yeah. Arrogant.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice Western shirt, JLP, says Retro Memento. Uncle Jesse got that drip, says WT1, over on the Rumble crew.
We don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Shoop to doop doop to do. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Thank you, Vanessa. This is a gift from Vanessa. I love it. Thank you, Vanessa. Who was that?
That was WT1 and Retro Memento.
Thank you, WT1 and Retro Memento. I appreciate it.
Games for Rec says country music is audio Brussels sprouts.
Country music is not Beyonce, that's for sure. Amazing, thank you.
Eagle Freedom on Pilled.net gifted the cookie. Good morning, gentlemen. Amazing.
Thank you. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
AKP, nice shirt, Jesse. You made the best cameo this side of heaven yesterday for my boyfriend's birthday. You never disappoint. So many thanks.
Right on. You're welcome. We have a Father Day special going on for cameos, right? And if you want to wish your father Happy Father's Day, you can get the special. It's going to be there until the 6th of this month. And go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com. A special, just as we did with Mother's Day. So check it out. Thank you.
Nice. Zit says, Tudululu. Thank you.
Right on. Thank you.
Ang Ben, are you in that shirt is the coolest thing I've seen.
Oh, amazing. I really like this shirt. I like the guns there. It reminds me of my horse. I used to have two horses my granddad gave me. What a mess. Thank you.
Indeed. Jay Worms on Rumble, let's talk about how fly Jesse's shirt is today.
Let's talk. Thank you.
CLC on Kick. Was that Away in a Manger on banjo? Referring to one of the recent bumpers from last hour.
Oh, wasn't it?
Maybe. Sounded similar.
Away in banjo?
Away in a Manger on a banjo.
Oh, I don't know.
Nope.
Dilger or Dilger.
No. Nick said no.
On BitChute. Good morning, Jesse. I love the shirt.
Thank you. Amazing.
Amen. Art, I will name something blacks have offered to America, jazz and blues. Oh, without that, we wouldn't have rock and roll. And white people love rock and roll.
They do. They love rock and roll. But anybody can dance and shoot a ball. What the?
Super Dave.
I'm talking about something that benefit all of America. You know, like a rocket to the moon. Or some type of amazing designing jobs or something other than violence. Amazing. Thank you.
Super Dave with the diamond. At least I pay my tab, not like the Blatts dine and dash.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Aries 1 sent Jesse Lee Peterson 10 gift memberships. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jody Hakes Wolf shirt should not go unnoticed. 100.
I know. I noticed that.
Is it a wolf or is it a coyote?
That's a good question. Almost, now that you say a coyote, it looks like a coyote.
It looks like a coyote.
Yeah, a coyote, not coyota. Coyote.
Indo Wars.
Thank you.
I got 5 on it. Check mark.
Thank you. Oh, amazing.
Thank you. Aaron G, similar to how people stick with working on themselves, are there people who stick with never working on themselves?
Yes.
And become advocates against working on yourself?
Absolutely.
Also, can they knowingly do so?
Most people would never work on themselves. They have accepted hell. They have accepted evil as them. So, yes, that's why you have to be aware and be aware of evil in others and around you. Otherwise, it will try to destroy you. And it's not them, but it's the darkness in them that will try to destroy you. Amazing. Thank you. Amazing question.
Tyrant Sore Ooze Wrecked. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. How are you?
And we'll have to read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. When I come back, straight to the phone. We're going to get as many calls as possible. Hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in the world, including in Sudan. Oh my goodness, it's ridiculous. It's terrible. And are they fear-mongering, or is there legitimate lack of preparation over at FEMA amid this hurricane season stuff? Maybe we should just send it all back to the States so you can deal with your own national emergencies or natural disasters. And the evil Supreme Court seems to be weak on the Second Amendment, 2A, we call it sometimes. I shouldn't do a gang sign. 2A, not on accident, not that I know any gang signs. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, June 3rd, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back for hour three of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show to your calls. The rest of the Super Chats, more great stories. Hopefully the rest of the Super Chats, right? We're doing pretty well, actually. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. Oh, by the way, after JLP, the Hague Report. And if you missed Grace and Mercy Monday, you can catch True Crime Tuesday, I think it is, on Joel Friday TV. He should be back. He is back. And then American Anchor Baby. Nice. And if you missed Punchy TV, make sure you go over to YouTube, Punchy TV YouTube, and catch it. Sudan, the UN, the evil UN, by the way, has described the so-called civil war in Sudan the most devastating humanitarian and displacement crisis in the world. Hopefully we don't get any of their refugees. We don't need them. We don't want them. Since April 2023, two of the country's most powerful generals, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, who leads the Sudanese armed forces, and former ally Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo of the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Those are the two generals. They have engaged in a bloody feud over control of the country of Sudan. Civilians have paid the price, they say. Men and boys have been targeted and slain on ethnic grounds. So men and boys always get the worst. Women and girls, though, they've been raped, abducted, and forced into marriage. But they've not been slaughtered as much like the men and boys have. The death toll is still unknown. More than 14 million people have had to flee their homes, they say, now suffer from a lack of shelter, food, running water, medical supplies, and electricity. While the army has recently wrested control of the Khartoum from the militia, more than 2 years of war have left the capital in ruin. Many civilians struggling with dehydration. Ooh, that's not good. Disease and malnutrition. Terrible. Anyway, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Association, or whatever it is, probably not association. 2 weeks ago, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, so-called Homeland Security, replaced several veteran FEMA leaders, so-called leaders, with a half dozen of their own officials, of DHS own officials, even though they had limited experience managing natural disasters. They're serving under the agency's new acting administrator, David Richardson, a Homeland Security official with no prior experience of disaster relief. During a briefing yesterday, Monday, this David Richardson guy stunned FEMA staff when he admitted, or supposedly admitted, that he was previously unaware that the U.S. had hurricane season. Maybe he's from California, doesn't watch the news. While some staffers interpreted the remark as a joke, others said it raised concerns about David Richardson's ability to lead the agency during such a critical time. This year's hurricane season started June 1st, expected to be busy. 13 to 19 named storms forecast. 3 to 5 of those storms may grow to major hurricanes, Cat 3, Category 3, or stronger. So wish the hurricane vulnerable well. The so-called Supreme Court's declined to hear two Second Amendment violations. I call them violations, challenges on the basis of the Second Amendment. Both of those laws will remain in place, one in Maryland and the other in Rhode Island, banning awesome guns. It's terrible. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three. Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-Jesse. And my biblical question is a juicy. It's a juicy. What happens? What would happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others? This is so important. I don't even know what to say about it. What happens if you would neither agree or disagree with others? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all the shows, and if you're too busy to sit and watch it. But in the meantime, we made it possible. We made it possible that you can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the last hour of the show on Tuesday. It is. All my life I've been about country and Western Tuesday.
All my thoughts, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe you'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on. Righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Any human being with anger, whether suppressing it or verbally speaking it, are always lying. Always lying. Angry person cannot tell the truth. The truth ain't in them. They're always lying. Wherever suppressing it, they're still lying. Or verbally speaking of it, they're still lying. An angry person is not of the truth. Period. And I highly recommend that you do not have any pity, in the sorrow, in the sadness, or anything to do with another person's anger. It is not your responsibility. And you will regret that you did if you do it. This I promise you. Don't let that angry person interfere with your life, and don't you have any pity, emotion, or anything about their anger. Leave it with them. You cannot solve evil. You can't even resolve it in yourself. You have to let go. Do what you want, but I recommend never try to repair an angry person. It only gets worse. For them and you, you are playing God. Do what you want, but I recommend ...888-775-3773. Let me go out to California and talk to Calvin. Calvin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Amazing.
Excellent. I wrote down what I wanted to say to you because I've got such a distracted mind. First and foremost, happy very belated birthday, Jesse.
Thank you.
Glad you made it around another year. Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
I'm wearing one of my birthday gifts right now from what's her name? Vanessa.
And is the shirt everyone keeps talking about?
Yes.
I gotta put my screen back on to the show, but
yeah,
no, I didn't want it to.
Country and Western shirt, buddy.
Excellent. I love it. Do you know, I love Billy Joe Shaver. He's an excellent country musician. Anyway, sorry, I couldn't help it. I wanted to tell you, I'm so thankful for your show, for reminding me to stay in the moment. I've got such a heavily distracted mind. I'm not even from California originally. I'm in Los Angeles right now. I actually grew up in Prince George's County over in Maryland, where that Maryland man's from. And from coming from a broken home and having parents that went through the anger that they had, it's been really hard for me to find peace, which is something I feel like I knew I had at some point. But, excuse me, I always end up feeling like I'm trying to play God, or coming back to that realization that I'm trying to play God, or I think I know what that is. And so your biblical question from last week, does God allow us to suffer? I always thought the answer was yes, because I grew up Lutheran. I can't say I don't know if I call myself a Christian now, or that I follow any religion specifically. I agree with a lot of what you say about religion, and always have in my heart, but I was really
a
child.
Any person that think that God allows you to cause suffering, or trying to teach you something, or trying to wake you up with suffering, don't know who they are.
I feel like I'm coming to realize that more and more. I was sure that God allows us to suffer because God allows us free will or choice.
You don't have
same
a free
way.
Will.
Oh, man, Jesse. Thank you. That's a mind blower. I was struggling with that question in my head. I would hear it on the show. I would hear people answer it. And I was sure, I was just saying to myself, I'm sure that the answer would be, yeah, allow us to suffer because God wants us to come back to God and to accept God's forgiveness, but allows us not to because God gives us, this is what I was taught anyhow, because God gives us the ability of choice or free will. That you tell me that there's not of, again, this is just what I was taught growing up. So I'm realizing now that it was what was I was told to believe, and I guess I accepted.
We've been taught wrong about everything, and that's why when you start to work on yourself and wake up, everything that you've been taught is taken away from you because it you can't live up to that. It's not real. And then you start. But let me ask, Calvin, because of time, if you had zero problems, no problem at all, you had zero problems, what would you do with yourself?
If I had zero problems, I don't know how to answer. I don't have any words for what I would do. I would just, it sounds, I guess, corny, but I would just be present. I wouldn't have any, it's hard to articulate or put into words because those would be the thoughts of what I would be doing, but I would just be there already if I didn't have any problems. That's the only way I know how to respond to that.
Amazing. If you had zero problem, folks, what would you do with yourself? And I have
a
reason for asking that, too.
Could you tell me? Would you mind telling me what the reason is?
Not yet. I want to hear from you.
I'm very curious.
I want I really want, if they want people to think about that. If I had zero problem, what would I do with myself? It's so deep, Calvin, it blows your mind.
Can I tell you what I do? Or as I've identified myself with, because this is a skill that I have, or I believe I have, creativity. And I delve into the imagination where all the thoughts are and such. And I know I shouldn't stay, but what I do with my time physically is I create things, illustrations or just some kind of art. I'm putting my little bunny ears up with my fingers right now. Art. I create things. And that helps
me. So if you had zero problems, what would you do with yourself?
Oh, Jesse, I'd probably just exercise or something. I'd go work out or something. I'd go sweat, go for a run.
Amazing.
Like I'm very curious to that now.
Yeah.
But, Well, thank you, Jesse.
All right.
Sorry?
I appreciate your call, man.
Absolutely, Jesse. Thank you so much.
All right,
buddy. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Marcos out of New Hampshire. Marcos, you're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well. A little louder.
All right. How about now?
A little better.
A little better?
Oh, that's perfect. Right. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, Marcos. So,
yes.
If you had zero problems, what would you do with yourself?
Oh, I'd make some money.
You make some money?
Oh, I make a lot of money.
Amazing.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What'd you call about?
So my question is, I scheduled a counseling with you soon, coming up soon, and I don't want to waste our time. I have this, my mind's been doing this thing where every decision is wrong, no matter what I do. My mind just says, that's wrong. And so the reason why I'm asking you, the reason why I want to ask you this, like, how should I prepare for that counseling session?
By not preparing.
By not preparing?
Yeah.
Okay. By not preparing. So...
All right.
Don't even think about it.
No.
Don't even think about it.
No.
Okay. I'll drop it.
Oh, amazing.
We'll be talking soon.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man. And stay with it. Stay with it.
Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Then we go to Chris out of Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All is well, Chris.
Oh, all right, that's awesome. I just wanted to make a quick response of something you had said about giving money or giving food to the homeless. I haven't been doing that. I saw a gentleman a couple months ago. He was begging for food and wanting money, and I looked him in the eyes, and I'm like, nope, not today, buddy. And then a couple of days later, I walk by, and I see the same guy, same thing, sorry. And then about a month ago, maybe less than that, I go to a fast food place, and I'm seeing the same guy working, he's at a job actually working, and I'm like, wow. So I guess he figured out, hey, I need to get off my butt and start working. So... these guys can work.
Absolutely.
That's all I wanted to say.
I would recommend when you see homeless people, don't even look at them. Because what they do is they make sure they look you in the eyes because they know that once they look you in the eyes, they have control of you. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to end up giving them some money.
Not this time.
But if you don't even look at them. And you remind me, there's this homeless guy that is always hanging out at the post office, and he's been doing it for years and kind of around town, being homeless. And I saw him the other day at the post office, and he was driving, and he was sitting in a G-Wagon. He have a black G-Wagon, and he was sitting in the car, and he had his window down begging for money. And the people were still giving him money. And I'm like, I already know this guy has a pickup truck. He has two cars. He tried to give one of the cars to his grandson, but the grandson didn't want it. And so I went over to him. I'm like, wow, you have a G-Wagon? And 2018, I believe, 2018 car, something like that. And a black G-Wagon, and he sent in the car still begging for money at the post office, and people still giving it to him, though he's sitting in the G-Wagon. So I said to him, oh, you have a G-Wagon, you still begging for money? He like, well, I got to pay for it. I'm like, so how did you get a G-Wagon, man? He said, well, one of his family members died, and they left him a G-Wagon. They left him a ranch. So he live out in Simi Valley right now. They left him a ranch and all this stuff that come with it. He said, but now I got to make sure I can pay taxes on and pay for it. And that's why he's still begging for money.
I know, it's amazing. Yeah, you see these guys too, they're very fat too. I'm like, wow, how could they be so fat?
And
they're hungry. They're eating.
The money. That was so crazy. And because they can't say no. What a mess. Thank you, Chris.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you so much. And you guys have an awesome day. It's an awesome show.
Thank you.
Punchy TV's killing it.
Right.
Have an awesome day.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. Check out Punchy TV. Before I go back to the call, let's do some super chat.
Super chat.
Over on YouTube, Be Borrowed quotes Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Absolutely. It's interesting, Christ told the people that, and the people started doing praying in tongues. And they think they're groaning. What? Amazing. Thank you.
What a mess. Kale says, that shirt is so ugly, but also so amazing at the same time.
This is an amazing shirt. Thank you.
Ariadne J, now a member on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, saying, amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
On YouTube, murdered a case. Mass immigration is a weapon of mass destruction. Open borders, an act of war. I am angry about it.
Don't be angry. You can see it for what it is, but don't be angry. Don't give it to the devil, all right? And because you will do the wrong thing. You'll make the wrong decision, you will overreact, and you'll create a problem for yourself. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Mr. Pink bought a coffee. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Weave snatching should be turned into an Olympic sport. Give the black females a chance to succeed.
I like that. They always snatch each other weave. Amazing.
Eli Ja with a diamond. Jay Peterson always crying and doing drugs, he says. Beta.
Jay Peterson?
Referring to Jordan Peterson, I think. Probably not Jesse Peterson.
He cried and did drugs?
He has said that he did some antidepressant stuff.
Oh, I see.
And he has broken down into tears on occasion on national TV a little bit, or international TV.
Amazing. I cried over you. What a fool I've been. Now your time to cry over me. And when she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. Thank you.
So true. Over on pilled.net, Stuck in New York, gifted the can.
Thank you. Amazing.
And we'll have to catch up with the rest later, guys. I have to find more. But thank you, guys. That's
thank
all for now.
All. Amazing. I want to do this, folks, because of time. And time goes by so fast, and I work really hard to get as many calls in, super chat, and give you a little news items as well. Because I, you know, I'm trying to point you back to the Father. I can't help you. Only the Father can help you. A return to the Father. It's all about that. And I do want to really encourage you, those who are working on themselves, when you are in a state of anger, resentment, emotional stuff, hang in there with it. Don't call it you. Don't blame others. No one is making you feel that way at all. It's in you. And our assignment this week for the fellowship is to live with the hell. Is that right there? Live with the...
Quietly live with the hell in you.
Yeah, live with the hell. Don't put it on anyone else. Don't make them, don't get them attitude. Don't make them think, because the devil's telling you that somebody else is making you feel that way. And it's just not true. Work on yourself. Drop the anger. At least see it and do nothing about it. And you'll be fine. You will be fine. Because you're overcoming the world inside of you and outside of you. All right? I do want to give you this. And then I go back to your calls and your super chats. This is from NBC LA. Property owner deployed a motion sensor. This is how bad it is in LA. You know, it's so bad in LA as far as crime and everything. And yet there is no loud outcry to bring back the police. And I keep listening and I'm thinking that I'm sure that I'm going to hear a loud cry. We need the police back. We need bail bond back. We need to put these people back in prisons and jail. I don't hear that at all. And the crime is so bad now. It's not just the blacks, to be honest. It's like organized crime from these illegals that have come into our country. And they're like well-funded by... the mafia or whatever you call those Mexican people. And they're like organized and they know how to do some crime. There was a married couple. I believe they said these people were married, husband and wife. And down in Orange County, I believe, Mesa Valley, but Orange County, they were going up to the elderly men and women and they were act like they were greeting them, saying hello. They were hugging and pretending, oh, hey, how you doing? They didn't even know him. How y'all? And when they were hugging them, they were taking off the jewelry of the people. And in some cases, they were putting on cheap jewelry, necklace, and things like that. But they were still in the jewelry. And they're from El Salvador or somewhere. Not El Salvador, but Nicaragua or something like that. Crime is bad. And it's costing the businesses and homes a lot of money to come up with ideas by these things to protect themselves. Instead of bringing back the police, it's costing the owners to, because now they got to buy security stuff. It reminds me of South Africa, to be honest. They got to buy more electric alarms and security stuff and stuff like that. And so the government, the Democratic Party, rule in California, they're causing this to intentionally happen. They're not calling for the police. And the people keep voting them in. It's going to be interesting to see what happens next time is around to vote. Will they still vote the government, the Democratic government, after the fires and the crime and the homelessness? NBC LA. A property owner deployed a motion sensor that triggers a creeping sound. What? Crippling sound. To prevent homeless people from sleeping outside of their business. Watch this.
There's a new soundtrack on Santa Monica Boulevard. And it already has a lot of people talking in West Hollywood.
You know, it's already annoying me, and I just walked by it.
That doesn't annoy me nearly so much as having to step over somebody.
This building has new blue chirper devices designed to stop homeless people from gathering in front of homes and businesses. Blue chirper started in Santa Monica.
This is the Blue Chirper Works.
Founder Stephen McMahon came up with the concept after he says homeless started pestering people outside his condo complex.
I came up and I said to my wife, I've got to do something about this.
So he built this device with a motion detector, flashing blue strobe light, and a rather annoying chirping sound.
I grew up in Missouri, and we had a lot of, we call them locusts. And if you get a cricket in your house, it's very annoying. And when you're trying to sleep. So that's where I came up with that idea.
Amazing, huh? You see a need, you meet it. Now another guy started his own business. Isn't that amazing? As a result of the homeless people. Oh, a small white man. What now? But that's how bad. Instead of bringing back the police, now they got to come up with something else they got to spend money on to protect themselves around their own buildings. Neighbors said the device is working, and one lady said, it's sad. This made her sad. Watch this.
Now he's shipped nearly 100 nationwide, and he has a few outside his condo complex.
It's non-aggressive diversion security. We're not trying to punish anybody. We're just trying to divert them.
The neighbors say it's working.
It works amazing. There were people sleeping here at night. Some would leave their needles and things like that, their food, and they're all gone now.
But some may ask, is this a noise violation? Stephen doesn't think so.
But if you've got a cricket, that's a sound found in nature. And if you keep it at the decibel level that a cricket is, there's nothing they can do about it.
This business is now more than a year old, and they are growing. In West Hollywood, they are now chirping, leaving some to wonder if this is a solution for homelessness.
It makes me sad that's what we're doing to get people to move on. On the other hand, this is someone's business. It's their livelihood. We need just a better solution to the homeless situation.
May stop taking care of them and they will disappear. It's like if you don't want squirrels to come into your yard, stop putting the peanuts out there. They'll stop coming. And homeless people are so nasty and evil and selfish and spoiled. They'll bring all their mess and then they'll leave it. They'll go out to your trash can and they'll dump everything in the trash can underground. And they'll walk away from it. They get what they want from it, and they walk away. You've done a disservice to the homeless people. You have made them worse by giving them stuff. In the same way you spoil your children by giving them stuff. You destroy. It's not love. It's all a thrill for you. And anger is out of control. These homeless people are some mean, nasty, selfish people. Really. And then they've been told that the law is on their side. Really. They've been told that, so they don't care. Well, call the police. The police, I could be here. I know my rights. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls, your super chats, and some more news items. And DLive is now open on, the treasure chest is now open on DLive, Peel Stretch. Off. Dash off. Something. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. Quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour here. And he has a guest today, Krishan the Don, of the Misfit Nation. Krishan the Don of the Misfit Nation on the Hake guest today. You don't want to miss it. You know, those shows are always amazing. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then Joel Friday TV, he back. He black and he's back. He wasn't here yesterday, but he's back today at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Yesterday was Mercy and Grace, so you missed Mercy and Grace. We're going to see what happened today. Energy everywhere. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. True crime. Oh, true crime today with Joel?
I think so.
Oh, true crime today.
I love True Crime Tuesday.
On Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. All right. And then at 12, the American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere. Given to him by God. You don't want to miss it. And then the Miss Form. This Thursday night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. All right? And make sure you support Bond. Donate. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. You're getting help, so help us to help others. And even if you're not getting help, let's say you hate Bond. You hate Jesse. You hate Bond. You hate Hake. You hate the Anchor Baby. You hate Joel. You hate everybody. Obi, you hate everybody. Duh. You still donate. Help us to help others. Just because you don't want the help, that doesn't mean you can't help us help others, all right? I want to show you this crazy, what some call shocking video. And I've been telling you all along, human nature is evil. Human beings are evil. And there's nothing good in human beings. Zero. You look, if you look inside of a human being, you're not going to find anything good. Zero. I want you to watch this, and I want to know, is this right or is it wrong? Am I wrong for trying to be all that I can be? What? Why are you shaking your head?
Because that's not the lyrics.
What's the lyrics?
I don't know. Move on.
Well, how you know not the lyrics?
We've been over this.
You ain't my mama. We've been over this. You know the lyrics, Nick? Am I wrong?
Mm-mm. I always think I know you're wrong now.
I'm not trying to be like anybody else.
Definitely
just because
not.
I'm not myself. Mm-hmm.
Just stop.
All thoughts are all lies all the time. Oh, here you go. So am I wrong for thinking that, oh, so am I wrong for thinking that we could be something real?
Something for real.
Oh, am I wrong for thinking we can be something for real? Am I wrong for thinking out the box from where I stay?
Wow, 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 wow.
Am I wrong for saying that I chose another way? I'm not trying to do what everybody else doing. Just call everybody else doing what they do. Nah. Thank you, Derek.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Amazing. What did it say? Hey.
Never mind. We gotta get back to the story.
I know I fall, but yet I grow. I'm walking down the road of mine, this road that I call home. What?
You stayed on the melody when you needed to switch the melody up in that line.
Oh.
But
whatever.
That's okay.
Don't judge.
Yeah.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So listen, is this raw or right? This is from the New York Post. Shocking video shows a wild-eyed human Uber driver pulling a gun on an up-and-coming Florida rapper and her pal while ordering them out of her car. Watch this from WSVN.
It was a ride from here to Hollywood, and it did not end well. One passenger telling us that when the driver started getting nasty, she pulled out her cell phone, and then the driver pulled out a gun.
Get out of my vehicle right now.
She got them crazy eyes.
Get out!
Everything happened so fast, whoa, but at that moment, I was just thinking about my son.
Chrissy Celeste had a gun pointed at her head. She was visibly shaken.
I'm sorry.
While telling Seven what happened on her Monday night Uber ride. She was traveling from the Miami area to Hollywood with a friend, and she says she warned the driver about a turn that's easy to miss.
I'm like, you're going to make this turn left. And she was like, oh, you don't have to tell me. That's what I have a GPS for. I'm like, oh, you don't have to catch attitude. I'm just letting you know. And it just escalated so quickly.
Escalated to the point, she says, the Uber employee started driving erratically and then decided to cancel the ride, call 911, and order them out.
Get out of my vehicle right now.
And as my friend is putting on her shoes, she goes into the middle and she pulls out the firearm.
What the? What a mess. And you think anger, Jesus was angry, you say. You think Jesus had the type of anger you have? Well, no. The Florida rapper is now seeking legal action.
Chrissy Celeste is a Miami rapper, also known as Bomb Ass Chrissy.
Hey, is the mic on?
She shared video of what happened with her followers and then hired an attorney.
We haven't filed a lawsuit yet, but we did put them on notice.
Them referring to Uber, the company sending a statement to Seven that reads, "This is extremely concerning. We removed the driver's access to the app and are continuing to investigate."
I would argue that the Uber driver was acting extremely aggressive. And the reaction of pulling a gun was extremely excessive.
I just want justice to be served because everybody, I don't want justice. Anything like that to happen to anybody else.
Get out!
No peace, no justice. I didn't know the news people can say, bomb a Chrissy. What the? Bomb a Chrissy. What the? So when you think about that, is that lady right or wrong, the Uber driver? New York Post is reporting the Florida Uber driver with crazy eyes who was caught on camera allegedly pulling a gun on a passenger has been arrested and sassed an officer while being cuffed. Watch this.
You're Jennifer, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you understand you have a felony warrant for your arrest?
Aggravated assault out of Miami.
I have the right to remain silent.
I'm just letting you know you have a warrant. That's it. I'm not asking you about the case. What do you have on you that could poke
inside,
my partner?
Inside what? Inside pockets.
Inside
to my left suit. You don't have to undo that. You can go inside.
You gonna tell me how I'm gonna do my job?
I have the right to remain silent.
Okay, you do. You do. You smell like marijuana. Do you have any on your person?
You can trust me. I have the right to remain silent.
Okay. All right. Is there any personal valuables in the vehicle that you'd like to come with you, like wallet, phone?
Yes, my purse, my phone, and my keys.
Okay. All right. Have a seat.
Appreciate it.
She's dead. See what anger would do for you? Anger will make you see and make the wrong decision every time. Really. That is job, because anger is evil. Anger is darkness. And you cannot convince an angry person. No way. It ain't going to happen. This lady, according to this report, giving attitude everywhere. What the? A spiritual battle, folks. And every human being on earth, there's not one, has the same problem caused by the same spirits or spirits. And you think you have your own mind. You think you're your own person. You think you're making your own decisions. And you're not. You are possessed. And you've been convinced that you're not by your teachers, by your preachers, by your parents, by your friends. You are not in control of anything. This lady, no wonder she allegedly pulled that gun out. She's ticked already. Look at how she's treated the cops, according to the report. And one last quick reminder, and then I'm going back to the phones and super chats. I've told you once, I've suggested 1,000 times. And I've even told you and suggested that mothers with children who refuse to stay home and raise the man's children do not love them. And I've shown you proof of that. They don't get the same type of ego gratification from raising children that they get at work. At work, they get false gratification for work. They get a prize. And people, oh, I love you. You're such a good worker. But at home, the kids don't care about all that. And they be like, the kids don't appreciate me. And because it's all about them, they let the kids suffer. They send them off to the public school knowing that the school is destroying them because they have no love. Parents do not love their children today. You can bank on that. They don't love their children. They don't love their children. They did in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men. Remember when America was amazing? The older people, my generation, remember. Most from that point back when they don't remember. Some do. Maybe some of the millennials. Remember the good old days? I want you to see what the public schools are doing to your children because they know they could and they know that you don't care, that you're going to send them to them anyway, knowing this is happening and more. KSTP is reporting. The father of a third grader attended Minneapolis public schools is demanding answers about his son had access to pornography during class. Watch this from KSTP.
Kevin, we've learned today that that teacher is on leave pending the investigation. The third grade parent says this should not have happened in the first place. 2 weeks ago, Levi Chapman says his son forgot his laptop at home, so his teacher at Las Estrellas Elementary let him borrow his personal iPad.
Him and another student were sitting there and they closed out a tab. Well, that tab
that had popped up to them was how my son described it was a bunch of naked men laying on top of each other.
Chapman says his son told him he stumbled upon inappropriate content in his third grade classroom.
The teacher came over to see what was happening, and my son said that he got angry with him and said, you know, you're violating my personal privacy, and took the iPad from him.
Amazing. Do you think that father sent his son back to that school? What do you think? I don't know, but what do you think? Here's the minute after dad at school board meeting saying he was ignored by the school when he told them about his discovery. Watch this from X.
Father of a third grader at Las Estrellas Elementary. Miss Director, I had emailed you. I had emailed the principal, the assistant principal, and the school social worker. My son, 2 weeks ago, was exposed to a group of, let's say, gay men having sex on the iPad. But what's crazy is that I haven't heard nothing since. I didn't get a response from our superintendent. I had a meeting with your guys' assistant superintendent, your guys' assistant principal, but nobody had the decency to make my son important enough to show up to that meeting.
Amazing. I wonder, did he send his son back to that school? Are you wondering the same thing? The minute after father was told by someone that MPS wasn't going to tell parents of the situation. Watch this from X.
Now, I came to you guys last time arguing about security factors with the students about how they were roaming around. Now, dude, you guys literally had, I was told that you guys weren't going to inform the other parents in this classroom. Like, you guys will tell us if a student gets lice, if a student gets COVID, if he gets the flu, but you guys will not tell all the parents in the classroom that their kids were exposed to sexual explicit material. You guys got to protect these kids. And if y'all, as parents, students,
thank
and everything,
thank you for your time, sir.
If you guys want to see a difference, start looking at their paychecks. Y'all want change? Look at their paychecks. That's how you guys can make.
Thank you for your comment. Treasure.
Amazing, huh? Do you blame the school or the parent for sending their children to the school? Because you don't have to send your children to the school. And if you love them, you would not. If you love them, you don't. Isn't that amazing? Super chat. Super chats.
Over on punchy.tv/JLP, Doom Jesus with a heart on fire.
Fire. Nice.
Jim in Alaska says, to answering the biblical question.
That was Jim, the first one you just heard?
No, that was Doom Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Doom Jesus.
And Jim on the biblical question.
What would happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others?
If I did not choose a side, that would leave me present and in perfect peace and leave them in their own hell.
Amazing.
Jim in Alaska.
I'll put my two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App got called the N-word, and I'm white. First time ever. High five, buddy.
You made it. Amazing. Congratulations.
And
nice.
And I was remiss. On Pilled.net, Johnny Dangerously gifted the cookie. Do you think AI is a vessel to bring in the Antichrist? Followed you a long time, brother.
Thank you. I don't understand AI, to be honest. What do you think about it? So I can't, I know it's a computer, okay, I guess, but I don't really understand AI. I doubt if it's bringing Urshan in the devil, though. The devil's already available inside of human beings. He's already available, and the people who are creating AI are evil, too. So they may create a machine that can do evil, but it comes from people.
Some people do fall for AI as though AI is authoritative, and it's not.
It's just a machine, right?
Yeah, and it misinterprets information all the time. It's ridiculous.
Amazing. Thank you.
It doesn't even know what time it is. Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond. Hake, I miss your fake crowd cheers.
Nice.
Somebody criticized them, and so I was traumatized, and so I stopped.
What a beta. Beta.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Cactus Eater Bear, Elijah, Super Dave, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
And Nick, hers, gave 5 coffees. Morning, Bond. I was walking my dogs this morning. Alpha. While listening to Jesse Lee Peterson show and tuned into the Hake News, not fake news. Couldn't help but reminisce on the Hake News circa 2021 through 2023 and its catchy buzzwords. Some of you may remember 2 all-time favorites, classified documents. And who could forget cases with the China virus. Much love, laughing face with tears coming out.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. As long as your dog is not a little poodle dog. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Indeed. And Anthony on Cash App, tell Derek I may graduate to Kuhn someday. What the?
I know. My producer, Derek, is now a Kuhn.
A little.
A little Kuhn.
Something like that. Baby Kuhn.
A Nazi. Earthy.
Flat Earthy.
Flat Earthy. And Bobber Thumper. You know you can have made it when you're all that. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I believe that is all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you. Let me go quickly to the phones here, see how many calls we can get in. Ryan, a first-time caller out of Florida. Ryan, you're on the air. Hey, Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. A little louder for me, Ryan.
You can hear me?
I can now.
Okay. Nice talking to you. So I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for a while, and I've been doing this past year. It's like probably the first year I've like really cared about like finding God in a way or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
In the past, I haven't really cared like at all. Even though I was raised like in the church and stuff, but like none of it really like seemed real to me for some reason until the last few years. I was just gotten to a weird place. I was like, I need something. But I've been listening to you and I've been doing the silent prayer, and that helps because I can like kind of calm down the thoughts. But the weird thing is, I feel like now I'm not even really getting like straight up intrusive thoughts. I'm kind of like almost getting just like a feeling. Does that make any sense? Like,
yes.
Like just negative feelings.
Yes.
So,
and that's why,
how do I?
That's get, part of the over. That's part of, if I can use the word, dying from the ego. In order to have life, you must die from the false self. And so you have all these thoughts, and you in those thoughts and in the feelings. And if you let that happen, don't call it you. Just go through it. Go about your day and doing what you're doing and let that be. Then that would disappear, and then you will have a period in your life, a time, when you have no words to speak about this. You have no words. And then when that disappears, you'll be free.
Okay, so I guess that's just part of the process.
Absolutely. And so don't call it you, though. Don't say, I am feeling this and I am that. Even though it is in your body, the feelings are in your body. You're not your body. You're not your thoughts. You're not the feelings. They're not in you. They're just in the body. So just be aware, but do not call it you.
Okay. And then my other question is, so I used to love going out and like drinking, doing drugs and like getting with women and stuff. And my buddies, like, they still all love doing that stuff. But for some reason, like, I get really like uncomfortable in those situations now. Like I don't feel like how I used to feel, like excited to go out and do all this stuff. Is that part of this? Like this,
absolutely.
I'm not enjoying this thing.
You are overcome. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Wow.
I turn 23 next week.
You are overcoming the world, and you're doing it. You're not making that happen, but you're overcoming that old ego nature. That look for something on the outside to make it feel good, to make it feel excited, to make it feel angry, make it feel worried. You're overcoming that. That's perfect. And your friends are going to turn against you eventually. They'll be like, you think you're better than we are. You think that you're a little Christian. They're going to try to, the darkness in them going to hate the light in you. and they're going to try to destroy you, but let them go if they try to do that to you.
Right. I just, it's weird because I almost feel, I'm not like lame, but I get invited to these things and I'm kind of like, that seems like an all day thing and I'm going to be out there just like not really, and you know, they're still my friends. Like, I don't want to, they're just like, well, you come out, like, you know, you don't need to like do anything, but it's also like, that's all any of the plans like revolve around.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, well, I'm just going to like just sit there and like, and when I am there, I'm like, bang, I kind of, and then I do end up like dragging, you know, trying to get girls, whatever. It's just a weird time I'm at right now. I don't know.
Perfect, man. You're doing fine. You're on your way. The truth is working for you. Don't judge it. Be aware. And don't judge your friends. They can't help themselves. They're lost. They can't see. They're asleep. Well, you keep working on yourself, and you haven't seen anything yet, right? It gets better.
Okay. One last little thing, and then I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Should I stop forcing myself to, like, keep doing these things? Because I keep just, like, probably, like, 80% of the time, like, all right, I'll come. And then I'm just, like, out all day doing everything, like, kind of just
either not doing it. Don't force yourself to do it at all. Don't do
just
it.
Just be okay with just being by myself and just chilling and
100%. Once you love living alone, you're going to be able to deal with the world perfectly. You'll be able to go out and it'll be a big deal or not. But you'll be alone and it won't be a big deal or not. Absolutely. Right. Don't force it to happen at all.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's been stressing me out. Just trying to, like, it's weird. I force myself to do it, but then I'm, like, kind of not part of what I've done. It's strange. I guess I'll just.
You're doing fine, man. No, the truth is working on your behalf. You're fine.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Stay with it.
Will do.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, you too.
All right. I'm out of time. I'm so out of time. The Hate Report is coming up now. He has a guest, Krasan the Don from Misfit Nation. Ooh, I remember. Misfit Nation. And then Joel Friday TV. He black and he's back. He wasn't here yesterday. And then the American Anchor Baby. All right. Thank you all for your super chats. And Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Terry, first time call out of Arizona. And the rest of the call, I'm out of time. I got to do some Fallen State taping a little later today. Well, man. Have a good one, folks. Stay with us. Amazing. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.